The people of Israel had been commanded by God to take and destroy the fortified city of Jericho. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, carried by the priests, had circled the town to the sound of the trumpets once a day for 6 days, accompanied by the men of war. The doors of the town were barred. No one was allowed through. On the 7th day, the people rose at dawn, because they had to march round the city 7 times, according to God's command. Joshua told the people that the stronghold and its population were to be totally destroyed. The city was cursed by God because of the corruption, idolatry, and crimes of its people. Joshua forewarned the fighting men against any form of disobedience to God's orders. All the inhabitants had to be put to death. Only Rahab and her family were to be spared, because she had put her trust in the Lord, the God of Israel, and had hidden the Israelite spies. As the city was to be devoted to the Lord through total destruction, the Israelites were to take no plunder. If they did, they themselves would come under God's curse, and the armies of Israel would be endangered, and disaster might come upon the nation. Joshua told the people that all the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron were to be given to the Lord and had to go into his treasury. On the 7th day, the armies of Israel, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Lord, marched round the city 7 times. An armed guard went ahead of the Ark, and a rear guard followed it, while 7 priests, carrying 7 trumpets of ram's horns, went before the Ark, blowing the trumpets. The soldiers circled the city in silence. Only the sound of the trumpets could be heard. Joshua had told the people not to say a word or make any noise until they were told to shout. On the 7th time round, the priests sounded a long, loud trumpet blast, and Joshua cried, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." At the sound of the trumpets, the people raised their voices with a loud shout, and the walls of Jericho collapsed. The men of war charged straight in and took the city. Jericho was destroyed, and every living thing, man and beast, died by the sword. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her, in accordance with the oath you swore." So the young men went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, brothers and sisters, and her entire family, and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then the Israelites burnt the whole city, and everything in it, except the gold and silver and the articles of bronze and iron, which were put into the treasury of the Lord's house. Jericho was totally destroyed because of the great wickedness of its inhabitants. Joshua pronounced a solemn oath, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild the city of Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son will he lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates." Jericho was resettled, but not as a fortified stronghold as it had been before. Then, during the reign of King Ahab, some 500 years later, a man called Hiel from the town of Bethel decided to fortify the city and rebuild its walls. When he laid the foundations, his firstborn son died, and as he was setting up the gates, he lost his youngest son, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua. After the fall of Jericho, Rahab lived among the Israelites. Although she had been no better than the other inhabitants of the city, she had been spared because of her faith, and a new life began for her. The living God, in whom she trusted, not only saved her, but also made a new beginning possible. She married an Israelite called Salmon, and had a son, Boaz. This son married a believing Moabitess, Ruth, and became the great-grandfather of King David, and an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. After the fall of Jericho, Joshua's fame spread throughout the land. Next episode, Achan's Sin.